Football this week is actually insane. I feel bad for you if you're getting dragged to a fall wedding this Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TBD College Football Show, your go-to for everything college football. I'm Mason, your host, along for the ride with me, my co-host Isaac Williams, and our producer, Joey. Before we start, we just want to say that the tagline to our show, which of course is no matter what team you pull for, if you're on God's side, you're always on the winning team, rings true in our day and age. There's a Father in heaven who loves you, and in case your team lost this Saturday, and you're just looking for a win, just know that there's a man who's never lost a battle, and his name is Jesus, and he wants to know you and have a relationship with you. If you have any questions about that, you can hit us up in the comment section on this video or send us a message on our DMs on TikTok or Instagram at TBDCFB. We're praying for our listeners. We want you guys to know that Jesus loves you. We believe that he's changed all of our lives and for the better, taking us out of some pretty dark places. And if you just need a win, that's the one that you should be a part of. So hit us up if you have any questions about that. Joey, I believe you have a segment for us tonight.
That is true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today's segment is college football program stock exchange. So basically, I will name a program and Mason and Isaac will determine if they would like to buy or sell in their stock. All right. Pretty self-explanatory, pretty straightforward. Our first program is the Missouri Tigers.
Right now, I think I'm going to buy some stock in Missouri. They got some really good wins. They're undefeated. Their offense looks extremely good. Their defense is playing well. So I would buy stock in Missouri right now.
Yeah, to piggyback on what Mason said, I would also buy stock in Mizzou right now. They got a big win this past weekend over South Carolina and Como. They're piecing it together. Now, they're by no means, you know, I would consider them a top-tier SEC program right now, but I would buy stock in those Tigers right now.
All right, the next up, are we at the point where we are selling this program? It is the Texas Longhorn.
Man, that's a great question, and I'd love to tell you that I am, but no, horns down. Texas has done nothing, especially in the past 2 years. You know, they've been in the SEC this their second season. They haven't quite pieced it all together, but Arch Manning was supposed to be the guy. And he has not been, listen, no disrespect to Sark, but Texas has not done enough considering all the chirping that comes out of Austin every single offseason. Horns down, sell, give him my money.
Absolutely. Horns down right there with you. I'm selling that. They are not the Texas team that they've been the past couple years. Maybe they proved me wrong, but right now it is not looking good for the Longhorns.
All right. Our next program, this one's kind of unexpected. Are we buying or selling stock in the South Carolina Gamecocks?
I am going to hesitantly buy because I think Lenora Sellers is healthy. I think South Carolina is a great team. I believe in Shane Beamer. I think there's a lot of potential in South Carolina. I'm a little nervous for LSU to play them because they want some revenge from last year, a game we definitely should have lost. So I'm going to cautiously buy South Carolina right now. Yeah, that's where I'm at on the Gamecocks.
I am going to sell this stock begrudgingly because I do love South Carolina. However, Lenora Sellers is really the only good thing that I've seen from that team right now. Their offensive line is playing terribly. They finished against Missouri with -9 rushing yards. They can't run the ball. Their defense can't get off the field. They let Missouri run for 225 yards before the fourth quarter. So I, unfortunately, am going to have to sell that stock. I love Lenora Sellers, but he's the only bright spot on that team right now. So give me to sell for South Carolina.
This next program has a tough schedule ahead of them. Can they make it through? The next program is the Vanderbilt Commodores.
I don't know if they can make it through. However, I'm still going to buy stock in them just simply because of what Clark Lee has been able to do at this program. Such a huge turnaround. Built it off the back of Diego Pavia, who is an absolute menace to the sport right now. He's playing great ball. They have a really good defense. I think that once they get up against a team like Alabama, that's going to be like the real test for me. But they did drop 70 points on Georgia State this past weekend. I mean, when was the last time we heard of Vanderbilt, of all teams, dropping a 70 burger? I'm buying the stock.
I don't want to disrespect Clark Lee or Diego, but I'm going to sell Vanderbilt stock simply because I think Diego Pavia, he's got a great attitude. I think he's a great player, but I just don't see Vanderbilt as a football school. Now, we'll see. We play in Nashville in a few weeks. They could definitely take down the Tigers. But I'm going to sell Vanderbilt stock just because I'm not quite there. And to be fair, I don't want to disrespect Georgia State either. I mean, that's impressive, 70 points in a game, especially for Vanderbilt in football. But yeah, I'm not buying.
All right. Our next team, for some reason, is still ranked. Notre Dame, Fighting Irish. Are we buying or are we selling?
I'm selling. They should have beat A&M. Listen, Mark Freeman's a good coach. I think that Notre Dame could be good, but I think their weaknesses have been exposed this season. I think if Riley Leonard's the quarterback, they beat A&M, point blank. I just do. I know their quarterback's a freshman this year, but I'm selling the Irish. I no disrespect Marcus Freeman, but the Irish continue to prove why an independent school cannot be reliable when it comes to big games. Nope, I'm out.
I'm going to disagree with you there, Isaac, because I think that Notre Dame, they have a good offense. It's their defense. I mean, they put up 40 points on A&M at home. It's their defense that has been lacking. But I'm still going to buy the Notre Dame stock because I like what I'm seeing from this team. They start the season out playing two really good teams, you know, at Miami and then Texas A&M at home. But they'll get a shot to prove themselves when they go on the road to Arkansas. And I know Arkansas just lost to Memphis, but going on the road in the SEC, especially when you're from out of conference, does not always go great. Look at Texas at Arkansas just a couple years ago, and I still think Arkansas went like 6-6, 7-5 that season. So it doesn't matter. Playing on the road in the SEC is hard, no matter where you're from.
Our next team possibly lost to cheating. Our next team is going to be the Auburn Tigers. Was it just a fluke? Are they actually them this season?
I am going to sell the stock for Auburn. Yeah, they kind of did get cheated a little bit. I just don't know that that would have affected the outcome of the game anyway. They have some good things about them, but they're just not where I want them to be, so I'm going to sell that stock.
I'm right there, William Mason. I'm going to sell. You know, Auburn, they looked decent against Baylor. You know, Baylor's defense couldn't quite piece together enough stops to keep them in the game. But after how Oklahoma's defense, for all intents and purposes, kind of had their way with Jackson Arnold on Saturday night, I am going to sell on Auburn.
Speaking of Oklahoma, our next team is the Sooners. Now, this just in, John Mateer will be out at least a few games due to a broken thumb. So are we buying or are we selling with no John Mateer for a few weeks?
Personally, I'm still going to buy because even though Oklahoma's offense, they may struggle some without John Mateer. I think their defense has been really good. You know, Brent Venables coming from Clemson, where he produced a really good defense. He started to piece together a pretty decent defense at Oklahoma this season. I'm going to buy the Sooners stock for that reason on the defense.
I'm going to sell. I don't know who they have back there. Who would be under center? I don't even know. John Mateer has been like their whole offense. And Isaac, like, I disagree with you. I think that the defense for Oklahoma has been the only bright spot for them the past couple seasons. The only thing that like made this season different is you had a legit guy under center who could actually make plays to his receivers and make plays with his legs and escape the pockets and like is a physical player. So I'm gonna sell, but only because they don't have John Mateer anymore. Like, yeah, I like Britt Venables. I like their defense, but how are they going to move the ball? Prove me wrong. That's fine. I'm just saying I don't see how they're going to be able to move the ball efficiently like they have been.
Last but not least, this team blew number 9 out of the water. Now, did they deserve to be number 9? There's a lot of question marks there. It is Indiana.
Time will tell on that question you just asked. Indiana's schedule literally is Iowa and then Oregon back-to-back, and then they have Penn State down the road. So we'll definitely find out. I am going to sell that stock because I just don't know the answer to that question. Is Indiana the number 1 team in the Big Ten right now? Or is Illinois just that bad and they flew under the radar? I don't know, so I can't buy one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm going to sell Indiana as well. I don't think Illinois was that great, but I definitely put up more of a fight. Indiana's offense, I mean, they put up the business on the Illini Saturday night, and we were all wrong on that pick. But the test will be they play at Iowa. That's a big game, and then they'll have Oregon. And so we'll see. We'll see. I don't think Indiana's all that in the bag of chips. I'm going to sell the stock for that reason.
Well, that was fun. That was really fun, Joey. That was a good segment right there. Before we get into the big stuff, going to start small really quickly. Want to go over our pick records. Joey still in first, like the third week in a row after going 2-2 for week four at 17-13. Did not do as well as he had anticipated, but nonetheless, still in first. We finally break the tie for second place. Isaac goes 2-2 to go 15-15. And I went 1-3. I thought picking South Carolina was a good choice. I bet South Carolina plus the points in one, so at least I have that. I'm in third place at 14-16. But this week, guys, we got some big games. Monster. Absolute wicked monster week five slate. So let's get right into it with our favorite segment.
All right, folks, week five is a big one, so let's get into it. It's time for our favorite segment, the TBD Game of the Week. Our game of the week is going to be 17th-ranked Alabama heading to the Classic City, Athens, Georgia, to face off with 5th-ranked Georgia, the Bulldogs, between the hedges for the first time since 2015. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. on ABC on Saturday night.
UGA, I don't know how, but we come into this one favored 3.5 points. Obviously, this game has some history. I don't want to take too much time on it. Yes, I am a Georgia fan. Yes, I know that Alabama is our daddy. I can admit that as a Georgia fan. That doesn't mean we haven't had success against other teams. But yeah, this is the big one that we've not been able to tackle. Alabama, they start the season off 2-1, lose the first game at Florida State. It kind of looked like Alabama was not that great. But then they dropped a 70-burger, 73 points on UL Monroe. And then they defeat Wisconsin, who is not that great, to be fair. At home the next week, and we both had a bye week this week. We both had an off week. What do we know about these two quarterbacks? Well, we know that Gunnar Stockton had a chance to prove himself against Tennessee. We all thought that he was going to get pressured a ton, which he did, but he stepped up in the pocket, made some throws when we thought that, hey, if his number one wide receiver is covered, he's just going to take off with his legs. Did that happen a couple times? Yes. But did he have some absolute clutch moments in that game? Also, yes, because the dude is resilient. Kirby Smart said it this week, Ty Simpson is the hottest quarterback in college football right now. That's his own words. He said it in the press conference on Monday. Not sure if I agree with that. Not saying Gunnar Stockton's better. I'm just not sure. There's probably a better quarterback in there somewhere. But Alabama is an extremely physical team. They're coming to play between the hedges for the first time in Athens since 2015. Of course, last time that happened, Alabama won 38-10. We are looking to get one over. We played them the last 2 years in the SC Championship and lost that one. We played them in the absolute game of the year last year. We're down 28. Everybody knows how it ends. We come back to take a lead with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they go right down the field and score another touchdown, and that's basically all she wrote. Do I think that Kirby has an Alabama problem? He has shown me that he has not shown me that he doesn't have an Alabama problem. I'll say that. We've lost to Alabama the last 8, except for the one where we won the national championship. But that's literally it. So this game, I think it's going to come down to keys to the game for Georgia. Georgia needs to do exactly what they did offensively against Tennessee. Keep throwing the ball up. Attack their corners. Make Gunner throw the ball. Get confidence in himself. Continue that resiliency that he showed in that game. Even when things didn't look great, he came through in the clutch. They defensively need to get equipped for a fast start because they did not look great against Tennessee. Tennessee on the first drive went right down the field on them. Safeties and corners got to cover better. I think that they did not do the worst job, but Ellis Robinson and Daniel Harris have got to step it up at cornerback. I mean, there were some throws that got made on them that were just like, dude, how do you even let that happen? Like, you got to cover better. You got to be more physical. Tackle the man with the ball. Go for the ball. Be more physical. Attack. It's what Kirby talks about all the time. Alabama, they need to start fast. If they start fast, I think they go right down the field and score a touchdown on us. Just do exactly what they did last year. Alabama did this last year. First drive at home, to be fair, went right down the field on us. Now, I know a lot of people think that against mobile quarterbacks like Gunnar Stockton, Alabama will not play that great. I disagree. I think they will. But I think offensively, Ty Simpson just needs to do the same thing. Just throw the ball to his receivers, be accurate like he has been, and escape the pocket when needed. When it comes to home field advantage, the crowd has got to be a factor. And I know Kirby's been talking about this week with his guys, with his staff. They've got to be able to get the crowd into it. You know, don't get down early. Show Alabama how loud Sanford can be, that it is still one of the top places to play in the SEC, that we are the top place to play in the SEC. It's hard to come to Athens and win. Nobody's won in Athens since 2019. South Carolina was the last person to win in Athens. It's difficult to win there. So Alabama's gotta play perfect. I said this last week. When you go on the road in the SEC, you have to play perfect. You got to be disciplined. No penalties. No turnovers. Those are the things you got to do. So Georgia got to bring havoc. Got to bring pressure on defense. Those are the things. So my pick for this game as a UGA fan, just like last year, I'm going to pick Alabama in this game. Let me tell you why. We have not been able to beat them. We just haven't. They're a good football team. And I think on years that we should have been able to beat them, we just didn't. We've had them so close so many times. And the only time we've been able to get over that hump is in the national championship game. So prove me wrong, Georgia. Not that I need to be proven wrong. But prove me wrong. Win this game. Because I picked Alabama last year. And I was right. I don't want to be right again this year. So please, I'm actually begging you, prove me wrong. Win this game. Bring the dub home to the Classic City. Anyway.
I mean, that's very well said. I think it's kind of tough because, honestly, starting out the season, Alabama didn't look great. And honestly, starting out the season, Georgia, kind of questionable on offense. But, you know, seeing Georgia against Tennessee, I feel like it kind of solidified my decision for this game. I'm just a little more confident in Georgia's offense now. And I think that knowing Georgia, they're going to put their defense together. I think that one game, just they were like, we need to focus on offense because Tennessee's just got all of it. So I think with the offense being where it's at and the defense being Georgia's defense, I don't think Bama can win this.
This one's tough. Right down the middle. I got two words for you. Kalen DeBoer. Kalen DeBoer is not Nick Saban. Kalen DeBoer has never coached, to my knowledge, unless I'm wrong, very well could be, at a game in Sanford. Give me the Dogs on Saturday night by a field goal. I think it's a close one, but I like Georgia to win this game. Alabama, yes, they put up 70 on UL Monroe. Congratulations. I did the same on CFB, rookie mode, right? Yeah, give me the Dogs on Saturday night, game of the week. And listen, I hate Bama, and I could be wrong. Joe and I could miss on this, but I like Georgia in this one.
I just wanted to touch up on that last thing you said. I feel like between the two teams, Georgia has been the more battle-tested one. They've won a game on the road in a very hostile environment in the SEC. Alabama's going to have to do that this Saturday. They got their work cut out for them. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by either team. However, I have to stick with my Bama pick until they prove me wrong. So I've been doing it for a couple years now, and that's where I'm going to stick. All right, next game. Big Ten matchup between a possible contender and an absolute faker. I don't even know how this team is still ranked. It's number 21 USC versus number 23 Illinois at 12 p.m. on Fox. Big noon kickoff. The spread is USC by 6.5. I think that it should be higher. I really do. How in the heck is Illinois ranked? I said on Tuesday, it literally felt like Illinois just rolled up to Bloomington with a local high school team from down the road in Champaign. I don't know how they're still ranked. It just makes no sense to me. We talked a lot about that. But USC, good team. Jaden Mayava, he's a good quarterback. Illinois, I think they just fooled us all, man. I think they're terrible. I think they're garbage. They have a chance to prove it. They're going to be looking to bounce back. We'll see if that happens. I doubt it. I don't know how the spread is 6.5, so you guys probably already know my pick. But Joey, you are first. Who do you have in this one?
Honestly, I mean, this last game from Illinois really kind of confused me here. So I'm going to pick USC here. I wouldn't be surprised if Illinois, you know, comes in kind of mad and takes the win. But I can't see a way. If Illinois plays like they did against Indiana, I can't see USC losing this.
The only thing I have to say is that Mason said possible contender and an absolute fraud. USC is not who I'd call a potential contender. With that said, I am going to take the Trojans in this one. I think they get it done. Probably cover, probably by 10 or more. Double digits, very possibly. Illinois, they're just bad. And that means that Duke is even worse because Illinois whooped up on Duke a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, give me the Trojans on Saturday.
So, when it comes to USC, a lot of people thought that USC coming up against Michigan State might be a little bit of a trap game. They handled it extremely well. They do have to go on the road. This is the opportunity for Illinois to prove themselves, but no, I got USC in this one. I do not trust Illinois at all. I honestly, not telling anybody how to bet. This is not betting advice. But if I was going to bet on this game, which I might, I'm probably taking USC in the spread because I do not trust Illinois at all.
We are not sponsored by DraftKings, FanDuel, or any other gambling outfit.
All right, it is time for my game of the week. Fourth-ranked LSU traveling to Oxford to the Vaught to face 13th-ranked Ole Miss. I have to say that for PG audiences. Saturday at 3:30 on ABC. The spread are the Rebels. What even is a Rebel? By 1.5. The elephant in the room. Lane Kiffin's daughter, Landry Kiffin, has gone public with her relationship with LSU linebacker, the dog, the captain, Whit Weeks, the week of the Magnolia Bowl. I believe that was posted Sunday or Monday. We just saw it on Monday. So that's now live. And Lane Kiffin is on record saying, take the over. So we will see. Either Whit has a concussion or the LSU defense is a fraud, or both. We'll see what happens. We'll see if Lane has something special for his daughter's new beau. LSU is 7-3 against Ole Miss in the last 10 years, two of the last three being decided by one score, 6 points, 55-49 in favor of Ole Miss in 2023, and an absolute shootout in Oxford. And then 2024, the overtime walk-off winner, field rush. Go Tigers, where LSU got the win overtime, RIP Kyron Lacy. Big win there. It was a good night in Baton Rouge. So with that said, I'm picking first. Give me the Tigers. I don't even know what a Rebel is. Obviously, we're covering. Ole Miss by 2. Give me the Tigers by 3. It's going to be a close one, but obviously, give me the boys from Baton Rouge, baby. Go Tigers.
So I'm not even really sure why Ole Miss is favored in this one at all. Maybe it's possibly the injuries. The kind of injuries to Garrett Nussmeier, but also this, I'm pretty sure this is going to be Austin Simmons' first game back from injury. He didn't play against Tulane, so I don't even know why Ole Miss is favored at all. I guess home field advantage. Give me the Tigers on Saturday. What are we even doing here? Ole Miss right now with a possibly like coming off injury, possibly still not 100% Austin Simmons versus Garrett Nussmeier in this fantastic defense. And mind you, Ole Miss just got taken to the wire at home by Arkansas. No. Give me the Tigers in this one. That's easy. And I might bet on this. I'll take the Tigers all day.
This one's tough because I think that Ole Miss has a very solid offense and LSU has a questionable offense right now. Apparently, you know, Nussbus has an injury. Of course, that comes up a few weeks after everybody starts talking about, hey, your offense looks not great. Anyways, only issue and the only determining factor here for why I choose this is based off defense. One team doesn't have it, the other team does, and the other team has a surprisingly very good defense this season. I'm going to go with LSU. I think it could be a close game, though, only because even without a defense on Ole Miss's side, I just don't know how LSU's offense is going to look.
Next game. This one's exciting for a certain reason, and I think we all know why, because it may answer our question. We've got number 11, Indiana versus Iowa at 3:30 p.m. on Peacock. The Hoosiers are favored in this one by 7.5. This starts a telling, I think is a good word, telling two-game streak for Indiana. They play Iowa at Iowa, and then they got to go play Oregon. So this could definitely be interesting for the Hoosiers. Iowa obviously has a very solid defense. They're 3-1 right now, only lost to Iowa State in that awesome rivalry game, which obviously sucks for them. But they still kept Iowa State at bay, kept it close. I think it was a 3-point game to finish it. Indiana, obviously coming off that absolute bludgeoning. I mean, is there a word worse than bludgeoning for what that was? I mean, if you told me last week that Indiana was going to be Illinois 63-10, I would have been like, you're crazy. 63-10, I would have thought they were playing like Western Kentucky or Sam Houston State. Not Illinois. Not a fellow Big Ten rival. I think the last time we saw that many points put up on a conference rival or another Power Four school was either Georgia TCU or Georgia versus Florida State. It's been a minute since we've had one of those big time blowouts versus a Power Four school. So IU favored by 7.5, looking to prove themselves, looking to prove that last week was not just a mistake, that they are the number one team in the Big Ten. But we have that question. Are they, or is Illinois that bad? So this is this. Obviously, we got to see Illinois play USC, but we have to see Indiana play Iowa. So half our question may very well get answered this Saturday. Joey, you're picking first. Who you got, buddy?
Indiana. Any day. Indiana.
Speedy pick there. I actually think this one is a little bit more difficult because, like I said, it's really hard. I don't know whether Indiana is that good or not. Iowa has a pretty good defense, but no offense. So you've really got a very high-powered Indiana offense versus a very high-powered Iowa defense. This could be like one of the matchups of the year. This game could be close. I might even take Iowa plus the points in this one, but I'm going to pick Indiana. I do think they'll win this game. I do think it could be close because they have to go on the road, and Iowa's defense is always stellar, and they have kind of put together a little good offense there. So Iowa's going to run the ball a ton because that's just what they do best right now, coming off a big-time win against Rutgers on the road. Get to go back home and play Indiana, and should be a good one.
Yeah, the thing about Iowa is, again, they have no offense. They did muster up, I think, 38 or 45 points Friday night against Rutgers. I was actually watching that game, sweating out a bet. I don't gamble. What? Anyway, I'm going to take Indiana in this one, but I like Iowa to keep it close. I would probably take Iowa to cover the points because, listen, Iowa's got a good defense, and you get the kids waving. I mean, like, this is the place, man. Like, yeah, give me Indiana, but give me Iowa to keep it close. And who knows, we might get this one wrong. But unfortunately, I do think the offense is what's going to be the determining factor. And I think the Hoosiers make the Hawkeyes their daddy, at least a little bit.
So I just want to say, too, that Iowa is still a tough environment, but that's got to be one of the most wholesome traditions in college football. It's awesome. I love it, guys.
All right, it's time for a much-anticipated Big Ten matchup. Sixth-ranked Oregon traveling to Happy Valley to take on my favorite Big Ten team, third-ranked Penn State on Saturday night in the Whiteout, 7:30 p.m. on NBC. Man, I'll be honest, I haven't watched Penn State much this year. Penn State's favored by 3.5. The Whiteout's always a huge environment. You know, a couple years ago, it was Auburn. In many years past, it's been a mix of Michigan and Ohio State, in which case Penn State tends to lose. And so with that said, I am picking first. I don't know much about Penn State. Oregon did lose a lot. I am going to pick Penn State simply for the Whiteout and the fact that I like James Franklin and the boys. James Franklin, the best paid consistently 10-2 coach right next to Brian Kelly. I'm going to take Penn State in this one. Might get it wrong. I think Oregon keeps it close. 3.5, Penn State. Yeah, I like the Nittany Lions by a field goal. I think Oregon keeps it close Saturday night, but the Whiteout, I think, makes a difference. And,
I think the night game Whiteout will always make a difference. It is one of the toughest nights of the year for whatever team rolls into Happy Valley. And I'm not the only one who thinks this, but really, what has Penn State done this season to deserve, besides eye test, to deserve to be ranked in the top 3 or even the top 5 or even really the top 10? They've played some group of 5 schools. Penn State has played Nevada, FIU, and Villanova. They won 46-11, 34-0, and 52-6. So this will be their first opponent that's going to give them a challenge. Oregon is a really good team. Now, to be fair, I think the best team that Oregon's played is Oregon State, but they've pretty much blew everybody out of the water. And I have a question. What has James Franklin done in the past couple of years to make me think that he would be able to win this game? Give me Oregon. I mean, Dan Lanning got them to the Big Ten championship last year, and they won it. They were in the Pac-12 conversation to finish out the last year of the Pac-12. So give me Dan Lanning. He's proved to me everything in the world about how good of a coach he is, how he gets his team ready for games like this. And I think this might be their biggest, in their tenure in the Big Ten the last year and a half, this might be their biggest road game that they've had to go do. Because Ohio State, they went to Eugene last year, but this time they got to get off that jet lag and they got to go over to Happy Valley and Penn State. But nonetheless, give me Oregon. And Joey is also picking Oregon. He had to run for a second, but he shall be back. Now it's time for our final segment. There's a lot of good games in this monster slate, and we wanted to talk about it, but we wanted to do it quickly. So we created this segment. It's called Matchbox Matchups. These are matchups that are sitting in the matchbox waiting to be lit. They could be duds, or they could light up like a match. So starting off on Friday, number 8, Florida State versus Virginia at 7 p.m. Florida State is favored in this game by 6.5. Virginia could give Florida State a scare. However, I don't think so. Give me the Seminoles.
Yeah, I definitely have Florida State here. I don't see a competition in Virginia at all.
Yeah, I'm also going to roll with the Noles in this one. I think Virginia's offense, based on what I've seen this year, could give them a run. But yeah, I like Florida State in this one on Friday in Charlottesville.
Number 24, TCU versus Arizona State at 9 p.m. Arizona State favored by 2.5.
Look, I mentioned this earlier. TCU is definitely good on offense, but I'm going to give this one to Arizona State because of home field advantage.
This is a tough one. Arizona State, I feel like they are missing some personnel from last season. I am going to go with the Horned Frogs in this one. I think TCU gets a big road win. Give me TCU on this one.
Arizona State has shown they have no defense this year. I mean, they lost to Mississippi State on basically what was a Hail Mary. Give me TCU because I think their offense is better and they have the defense to complement it, even though it is on the road. Saturday game. Now, this is one I'm actually really excited for. Number 22, Notre Dame versus Arkansas at 12 p.m. Notre Dame favored by 3.5.
Man, I wish I wasn't picking first in this one. I've flirted with this one all day. I'm going to woo pig suey with the Irish. Give me Notre Dame on Saturday in Fayetteville. I think that it's a big win for Marcus Freeman and the boys, and hogs down.
Yeah, give me Notre Dame. I hate to be safe, but I think Arkansas could definitely give Notre Dame a run for their money, but they're already starting the season off at 1-2. They need to get on the board if they want to make the playoffs with no conference championship. So give me Notre Dame in this matchup with their backs against the wall.
Look, if you didn't tell me the results of the last two games for Arkansas, I probably would have picked Arkansas here. But honestly, Arkansas has lost two games that were really close and came down to pretty much their last drive. I don't think Notre Dame is going to give up on that opportunity. Notre Dame has something to fight for. I'm picking Notre Dame.
And just to say, I would not touch betting this game with a 50-foot pole. Anyway, Duke versus Syracuse, 12 p.m., Duke favored by 6.5. I have no idea how Duke is favored by 6.5. I understand they're at home, but Syracuse is a freaking good team. They're coming off a big win on the road, so they've already been battle-tested. If I was a betting man, which I kind of am now, I guess, I would definitely take Syracuse plus the points in this one, and I am picking Syracuse.
Yeah, I'd definitely take Syracuse by the spread. I think the reason why the spread is that way is because, you know, Syracuse is going in with a backup quarterback. But Duke has not impressed me at all. You know, they have a good quarterback, but sure, they went in the quarterback department. But everywhere else, I think Syracuse has got it. Give me Syracuse.
If you had brought this game to me before Syracuse went into Death Valley Junior and got a big win on Saturday, I would have taken Duke. Darian Mensah has been solid so far. They did lose to his old school, Tulane. And for that reason, I am also going to take the Orange in this one on Saturday.
All right, we got a big game here. Number one, Ohio State versus Washington. They're in Seattle at 3:30. Ohio State favored by 8.5. Joey, what do you think?
You know, this one is really tough. That's why I'm picking Ohio State. I think Washington could put up a fight because of it being in Seattle. But, you know, Ohio State, I think, Same reason I pick Georgia a lot of the time. Until they give me a reason to pick against them, I can't do it. So give me Ohio State.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, Washington, there's no Kalen DeBoer. There's no Michael Penix Jr. There are these guys from Ohio, named after a plant. Give me Ohio State in this one, unfortunately. I hope they lose. I hope I get this pick wrong. I hope Washington by 50. But yeah, give me the Buckeyes.
So last year when Ohio State went on the road, they went to Eugene and they lost. Now, it was close, but that team last year, in my opinion, was way better than this team. Jed Fish is going to have his team ready. I'm pulling upset alert here. I would take Washington plus the points, and I'm going to take Washington to win this game. All right, SEC matchup. Auburn heading on the road for the second straight week in a row to number 9 Texas A&M at 3:30 p.m. A&M favored by 6.5.
A&M's been a little bit inconsistent. I don't love them. They got a big win at Notre Dame last weekend. This one's in College Station. Auburn's been inconsistent. Jackson Arnold got beat up against Oklahoma. Give me the Aggies in this one on Saturday. I like them to cover. I think they win by at least a touchdown. I just don't think Auburn has it, and it's just a huge atmosphere. 12th man, unfortunately, got to go with the boys in College Station.
So while this is, in my opinion, the toughest place to play, I think that Texas A&M, their scheme and the way they play football looks a lot like Baylor right now. Very heavy offense and not a lot of defense. I think Auburn can definitely keep up, and I'm going to take them to win this game. Give me Auburn to bounce back after losing in such a crazy way against Oklahoma.
Honestly, I can't believe that this is a tough game to pick. But really, the reason why I'm picking Texas A&M in this game is because they had the bye week right before, so they have an extra week to prepare for this game. Auburn, honestly, is a pretty decent team this year, but this is not the situation you want to go into after playing the way you did against Oklahoma.
Number 15, Tennessee versus Mississippi State at 4:15 p.m. Tennessee is favored by 7.5. I don't even know how this is so close. Tennessee, I feel like, is going to whop the floor. I would take Tennessee in the points and the spread. So give me Tennessee on the road.
Yeah, I mean, look, Mississippi State, you had a great run, but now you got to face some real people. This is Tennessee all day, any day. You don't have the defense set up for this kind of high-powered offense.
The Cowboys in Stark Vegas will be quiet. Give me the Orange on Saturday in Starkville. Unfortunately, I think that, I say unfortunately, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. Yeah, give me Tennessee.
Arizona versus number 14, Iowa State at 7 p.m. Iowa State is favored by 6.5. This game, before I let Joey pick, I just want to say, this game is actually very interesting. Both teams, I believe, are... Oh, I know Iowa State's undefeated. I'm pretty sure Arizona is undefeated. Arizona just took down the Wildcats at home to give them their third loss of the season last week. So this one should be interesting.
And like you said, this one is really interesting. I definitely can see an upset alert here. I would pick Arizona for the spread, but I am going to pick Iowa State only for it being at home. Rocco Beck, I think, is the determining factor within this.
Agreed. I'm right there with Joey. Give me the Cyclones, but I would probably take Arizona like plus 10.5. I think that Arizona keeps it close. I do think Iowa State can cover the actual spread, but I'd play something a little along those lines. It's not betting advice. I'm just talking out loud.
I also have Iowa State right there with you. I think that Arizona definitely could probably cover plus the points, but Iowa State at home, give me them. Kentucky at South Carolina in Columbia, 7:45. South Carolina favored by 6.5, looking to bounce back after a tough 2-loss stretch against Vandy and Missouri.
Give me South Carolina. I like them. I don't know, actually. I might would take Kentucky to cover. I think South Carolina wins a close one. Been inconsistent. Kentucky's been okay, but if Lenora Sellers is healthy, I think South Carolina wins this one.
So the last two times I've picked South Carolina, I've been wrong. I don't care. I'm picking them again. Give me South Carolina against Kentucky. I just think that South Carolina's a better team, and they're at home. Tough atmosphere. I don't think it happens. I don't think they get 2 losses at home this season.
What is a wild thing is, Isaac, you point out, if Lenora Sellers is healthy, there's no way South Carolina loses this. Lenora Sellers, not 100% last game, was the star of South Carolina against Missouri and was the reason why they were in this game. I'm picking South Carolina here. I think Kentucky is just not, they're really just not one of the teams in the SEC to really be, you know, going home about. So yeah, South Carolina.
We got number 25, BYU heading to Colorado at 10:15 p.m. It's the quote unquote Pac-12 after dark. It's no longer the Pac-12, guys. Big 12 after dark. BYU favored by 6.5. And I'm actually going to pick Colorado in this game. I think that BYU is kind of a phantom team right now. I think they're looking good, but they haven't really played anybody. Colorado is going to be a big test. The atmosphere at Folsom Field is way better than it's been in past years. Deion Sanders is going to have his guy ready. They're already at 2 losses. I think they're a better team than they've showed. So give me Colorado at home this Saturday.
I think you bring up a great point, Mason. The only question I have is, you know, they've been kind of switching up quarterbacks, trying to figure out who is the guy. I think they've finally kind of figured it out. They just needed some time with it. But the atmosphere is what I feel determines this game. I got Colorado.
Man, this one's tough. I am going to take the Mormons in this one, the Storming Mormons on a Saturday night in Boulder. I think BYU's offense has been pretty strong. I agree. They haven't really played anybody. But the inconsistency at quarterback for Colorado leaves a question mark to me. I could very well get this one wrong. Colorado's a tough place to play, but give me the Storming Mormons on Saturday night.
And that's a wrap on today's episode. I mean, we've said it like 10 times. Wicked, huge, monster, amazing slate of college football. We have not had a big slate of college football like this in a long time. I do think that I remember this weekend last year is the same weekend of the Georgia-Alabama game being stacked, but it is absolutely stacked this weekend, and we're going to be here bringing you the coverage next week.
Yeah, Mason, we've made our picks, but you know anything can happen. Upsets are coming. That's why we love college football.
Exactly, my friend. Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch all the games this weekend and join us next week for more previews, reactions, and hot takes.
And always remember,
no matter what team you pull for, if you're on God's side, you're always on the winning team. Just know that there's a Father in heaven who loves you, who wants to have a relationship with you. He created you. Jesus, he came to bridge the gap between us and God for the sin that we had created. He did that by dying on the cross, shedding blood, and paying our penalty. And we've been reconciled with the Father, and we can have a relationship with him. If you have any more questions about that, you can always reach out to us at TBDCFB on Instagram, same handle at TBDCFB on TikTok as well, or just leave a comment right here in this YouTube video. We love you guys. We're praying for our listeners. We just want the best for you guys. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. Hey, if you like the video, hit the bell down there for notifications. We post stuff all the time. It's a good time. Share this video. Leave a comment on this video if you think we're crazy. You know, tell us. Let us know. We want to hear from you guys. We mentioned it, but check out our social medias at TBDCFB. We post some really fun content, especially over on TikTok. Go check it out. And thank you so much for listening, y'all. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Later.